Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. Welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast. I am your host, John Gill. Let us start out with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in prayer, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what has been accomplished thus far, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you have blessed today's podcast, Lord. That it be glorified to you, Lord. And whatever's accomplished, Lord, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I do apologize, we haven't really updated a lot of stuff, but we're going to try our best to moving forward to try to update more. So, but this is the Way to Eternal Life coming to you over all the major podcast stations. We appreciate you all's patience. Thank you all for always tuning into this podcast. And today's message entitled Jesus the Great Deliverer. And as you pray, we're praying that God will really just bless you as you tune in to today's message. So we pray that this message today will be a blessing to you. May the Lord bless and may He keep you.
Power in the blood of the Lamb. That's the power that we're talking about tonight. That same power is here for you tonight. If all you got to do is just come and receive it, praise God. Well, at this time, we have a couple of our saints that are here. We didn't travel all these miles not to give our testimony tonight. So we're gonna. So those that of our congregation here in Jackson would like to give their testimony. You are at liberty at this time.
I want to thank God that I got it young.
Yeah. Woo! Glory! of God.
There's so much that, man, it's just a blessed life. There's so much that you can't even explain.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You almost don't appreciate it like you should, because you get used to it. You get used to having peace. You get used to going to bed not worrying if you die where you're going to go. You know you have a peace in your soul, because you know you're on your way to heaven. You know when the devil comes against you, you can rebuke him. You can resist him. Yeah. You know that every trial that comes your way is only for your good. Salvation is truly the best thing that humans have ever, that God has ever given to man. I'm so thankful that he gave it to me. So keep me in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Only thank God for my salvation as well. And you know, it's a privilege to be saying that I agree with Brother Ben Young, you know, and I feel like it's such a privilege to have prayer, and we can, if we're not careful, we can take it lightly, but I couldn't imagine, you know, going throughout this life without God Young. You know, people have issues, people go through things. And I feel like Brother Hampton, he preached a message, but we have God. And we're all gonna go through trials, we're all gonna
go through trials, we're all gonna,
you know, experience loss, experience hurt. But the thing with the saint of God is that they have a hope that beyond this life, they have a better life. You know, we can live a destitute life on earth, but in heaven you can receive joys unheard of. But when you don't have salvation, you don't have that hope of heaven. You don't have that hope of eternal life. So I'm just thankful at a young age I can look forward to heaven. I'm thankful I hit the rock. I'm thankful I don't have an experience. I have a sure,
come on,
I'm building on a sure foundation.
You know, my Lord.
Daily walking. I'm just thankful that, you know, God has given me such a treasure at a young age, and I endeavor to hold it and to cherish it, my God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anyone else?
Bless your Lord.
Come on. Go for it.
I thank God for my salvation.
Yes, yes.
I thank God so much for saving me. It's been about almost 2 years for me.
My Lord.
I can think about the day that I got saved, and I didn't even know what salvation was.
Ooh.
What was it going to be like for me to be saved? And God just took my mind off of that and helped me focus on Him. And it's been a wonderful journey, and just to be able to live a life where I can pray and I have peace within my soul.
Amen.
And I was the same, I didn't have that. I didn't have a peace of mind. I thought I had it all figured out by myself, and I didn't need help from nobody, and that brought me to misery. And when I came to God, God just put peace in my soul and showed me love, showed me how to love people, showed me how to trust people, all those different things, and I'm just so appreciative to them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
I want to thank God for my salvation too. Many other young people said, I want to thank God for saving me while I'm young, because I sometimes think like young people in the world, like they have to deal with their burdens, like, and it's not even like heavy burdens, but it's like the devil, he makes them 10 times greater than what they really are. And I truly do appreciate God that I can get out on my knees, that I can fast, that I can pray. And get a hold of God, even if it's like a day where I don't know where God is, I just know Him because I read about in the Bible where Job talks about He's there, but I don't really know where He's at. But I still have that hope and that faith that He's there.
Amen.
I really appreciate God for just being there for me. And just being my all in all, honestly. I just appreciate that there is no dull day in salvation, not one.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for being saved. There's a song that we sing that says, I was wandering afar from the Savior.
All right.
I needed a hand to save.
Yes.
Then Jesus was done and lifted me up.
Amen.
I want to thank God how before I was saved, I was hopeless, I was struggling, I couldn't see it even in front of me. But I want to thank God how He lifted His sleeves up and went all the way up. And He came out and got to
lift me up.
Go ahead, bro.
I want to thank God for my salvation.
Come on,
about these young people. See, unlike them, I didn't get it while I was young. I took a different route. I wanted to wait until I got saved. I wanted to wait to give my life to God. Instead, I want to go party. I want to go experience the clubs. I want to experience, you know, what it was like to do drugs. I want to experience to do all those things. But see, there's a scripture that says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, I waited too late to give my life to God. I wasted all my youthful years, all my teen years. I wanted to wait till I experienced some things in the world. But there's those things I had to reap what I sowed. But I thank God, amen, that there's deliverance.
Yeah.
I thank God, amen, that I never sold my soul. You know, and I thinking like, man, you know
my what? Lord.
I was borderline committing suicide.
My Lord.
I almost killed myself. But I thank God that He still counted me worthy of this great salvation. I thank God that He washed my rags. My rags was filthy, but I thank God He there clean. I thank God that He gave me a new song. I used to sing to Jay-Z. I used to sing to not Beyonce, but I used to sing all those words.
Come on, bro. Come on.
I thank God that I had a new song in my soul.
Man.
I thank God that I had a certain song. But not only that, I thank God that I can relate to Him. I thank God that there's substance behind there. And I just thank God tonight for my salvation. I just wanted to strongly encourage that there's somebody in our audience that had not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. It's not too late tonight. Take heed to the word of God is about to be delivered tonight. And I just want to strongly encourage that it's not too late to get on the heart tonight. But I thank God tonight that He had mercy on my soul. And I thank God, amen, for the scripture that says, from the Son sets free.
That's free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, brother. We'll be our last one.
Thank God for being saved.
Come on, brother. Come on, bro.
I'm one of the worst ones out there.
See, all right, come on.
I consciously made bad decisions. I consciously went against the word of God. I consciously walked away from God, walked away from salvation. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I knew about God. I grew up in church. But I walked away from it. I wanted to hang with the gang bangs. I wanted to smoke. I wanted to drink. I wanted to be with the women. I wanted to go to the club. I wanted to drink all night and want to see how far I can go. I want to test my limits out there and see how close I can get to death. Pastor walked up to death so many times in the face. God had to put me on my back so to get my attention.
My Lord.
There was nothing you could do to get my attention. My parents fasted. I got put out. I got nowhere to go. I still won't get saved. I'm just bouncing around from house to house. I still won't get saved. There's nothing that God can do. But God still saw through my foolishness. God still saw through my ignorance of what I was doing. Constantly kicking against the
wall.
Constantly pushing away His hand. He saw all of them that said, I'm still going to die. Just in case, I'm still going to die. I'm suggesting in case that David wanted to say, just in case they come across his mind, I got to stay on this spot. Just in case he don't be like the other thing, he be like that negative. Just in case, I got to do it for him. And I'm so glad I took that. And if I can sum up my testimony, the song says, shall I tell you why?
Ooh, glory to God. My Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It was because of the love of my redeemer.
Thank you, Lord.
This is why I love my Savior.
Yes.
This is why I love my Savior. He died.
Come on. Come on. Come on. My Lord.
It said, once my soul was lost in sin,
yes.
He moved my heart again. I love the Savior came.
Come on, brother. Yes.
I was so glad.
Hallelujah.
I forgot the rest of the word, but
that's all right. That's all right.
He washed my soul from sin. He cleansed my life. I was that prodigal son. I was that sheep that he had to go and get. I was that one that kept wandering off. But I'm so glad I tasted God. The Bible says, taste and see. Right. The Lord is good. I taste. I got a big help in it. And I'm satisfied. And I don't want nothing. I got no taste for this world. So I just want to thank God for being saved. And I pray everybody get that same taste of salvation that I got. Because there ain't nothing I can do. I tried everything. I did everything already, and I can let you know with full confidence, full assurance, ain't nothing out of everything you need is now salvation. It's a one-stop shop for God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. All right. Well, at this time, boy, these testimonies are rich, my Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. But that's what deliverance is. And I want to let you all know that those that just came in, that at once upon a time, we weren't always looking like this.
Sure, that's right.
We did not always dress so fine and looking cute and everything else. We might have looking cute, but we were looking cute in sin. But then when the Savior came, not only did He clean us up on the inside, but it's showing out on the outside. So we thank God for just a true deliverance of what true deliverance looks like. And some people say, well, is there miracles? I say, you're looking at all the miracles that you're seeing. Everybody that's testified in here, God dealt with them on a different level.
Yes, sir.
But because God dealt with them on that level, they got their breakthrough, and that breakthrough that they were speaking about is here for you tonight. You don't have to wait until the preached word to get that true deliverance that you really need. All you need, anything that you ever need, is found in Jesus. Amen. So at this time, we do have one more selection before the preached word. And then we're going to ask our special singers to come right back up here for our last one before the preached word.
Bless the Lord.
Next is Psalm 484, the love of God. You haven't experienced the love of God yet, you can tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Lord. Heavenly Father, as we look to you tonight, Father, we thank you so much for the singing, Father God, the love of God, Father God, how rich and pure, Father God, Lord, there are souls in here tonight, Father God, that require that love, Father God, Lord, you lay down your life, Father God, for each and every one of the souls here on earth, Father God, Lord, we ask that you magnify yourself in a special way tonight, Father God, whether it be by violence, Father God, or it be just be by the softness, Father God, of your love, Father God, reaching through our hearts, Father God, you have your way, Lord, tonight, in a special way, Lord, bless the word in a special way, let them not miss a beat, Father God, let them hit every horn, Father, in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We're going to turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to do a little bit of little teaching, a little preaching, so just bear with us. I just want to say good evening to everyone here. Thank you all for coming out to the service tonight. I just want to kind of introduce some of our people are here tonight. And thank God that you were able to hear the gospel and hear the testimony of the saints and everything. So we appreciate you all being here. So at this time, we're going to go straight into the Word of God. So I just want to give you all a heads up. We do have, I'm not going to put them on the spot too much, but we do have a very special, one of the special guests of mine is a brother in here that's in the back. Heard us preaching not too long, a while ago. He reached out. He said that he wanted to come to the next service. This young man is here tonight. Praise and God. We appreciate him being here tonight. You can just wave. We also have a Portage Central Middle School student that's also here among us. And we're appreciating for her being here. She's also kind of like my adopted daughter, so we appreciate her being here as well. So at this time, we pray that this message will be a blessing to you all. I have a burden tonight. And I need the saints' prayers as I deliver this burden. Because let me tell you something, it isn't easy being in front of everybody. And when we come before the people, the devil always likes to bring the fear. Yes. Some will even look like they're falling asleep, but we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. And we are also here in the fear of God. So I am here, and not to look good, not to talk about politics or anything like that. We're here to give hope. We're here to give you clarity. We're also here to give you understanding. Amen. And we pray that God will really deal with you. If God is already currently dealing with your heart right now, and you are at that point where you want to give your heart and life to him, now would be a good time. The day that you honestly hear his voice, you harden not your heart. So, and I also want to say this as well. I understand that this week is also the holidays, and it's getting close to Christmas. But let me tell you something. All this, here comes Santa Claus, riding on Santa Claus leg. Christ didn't come here for that. All that Christmas, and we told called Christmas and having the Christmas tree for all that. Christ didn't come here for that. Amen. Christ came to set you free from sin.
Amen. Right.
He didn't come. He did not die on the cross for Christmas. Come on. He didn't come down for that. He came because he saw us lost one day. And the Psalm poet said when he was on this cross, we were on his mind. And so we're gonna talk about that same Jesus that y'all already heard thus far. So I ask the saints, pray for me that God will bless this message. Isaiah 61. And we're going to do a little reading, but you'll bear with me for a moment.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yes.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
Come here to read that again.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
That's what we're doing tonight. We're bringing good tidings of great joy. Go ahead.
He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
There are some things that need to be bind up tonight. There's some spirits, some habits that need to be bind up tonight. Go ahead.
To proclaim liberty
to them that are captive.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Come on.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
All right. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Well, familiar scripture. Verse 6.
For unto us a child is born.
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
The son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
The government shall be upon his shoulder. Go ahead.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
His name shall be called what?
Wonderful.
All right.
Counselor.
It didn't say his name shall be called Christmas. His name shall be called Wonderful. Go ahead.
Counselor.
He is a counselor. Anything that you need counseling on, that's what he's here for.
Amen.
Go ahead.
The mighty God.
He is the mighty God.
The everlasting Father.
He is the everlasting Father, and he's what?
The Prince of Peace.
Don't you need peace tonight? There are some in here that has no peace. When you're in sin, you have no peace. So when you come to Christ, you have peace in your soul. Luke chapter 4. Verse 14 through 21. And we'll give our topic.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit.
Come on, brother.
Into Galilee.
Yes.
And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about.
Yes.
And he taught in their synagogues.
Go ahead.
Glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
Yes.
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Go ahead.
And stood up for to read.
There
was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. He says, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Yes.
And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Go ahead.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
All right, verse 20.
And he closed the book.
Yes.
And he gave it again to the minister.
Yes.
And sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Yes.
He began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
All right. Thank you. Our thought tonight, you pray for me and pray for my voice.
Thank you, John.
But our thought tonight is Jesus, the great deliverer.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, the great deliverer. I was thinking about this earlier, and I said, what does that word delivered mean? And then I was thinking about it, contemplating it and everything else, and it actually means this. Anything that you're bound up, he breaks it.
Right.
And when he breaks it, you are no longer attached to that anymore. So whatever that you need to be bind up tonight, whatever that needs to be broken, the great deliverer is here for you tonight. You have heard a lot of testimonies tonight. You probably heard a lot of testimonies or heard a lot of preaching in past and everything else. But let me tell you something. How many of us, how far are you willing to go to get your deliverance?
Yes.
Jesus came to this world. He opened his arms, opened wide to you. He says, here I am. Don't you want me? I'm here to give you something that you need. So when we go back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he says that he's wonderful. The mighty God. The wonderful counselor. And then he says, the last part is that he is also your Prince of Peace. But I can go further than that. He's also your healer. He's also your breaker. Anything that you need to be broken up, he's there to break that up. Amen. He's also here to mend the wounds together.
Yes. Yes.
There are so many hurts here tonight. And let me say this too. The devil has taken way too much from us.
Yes.
He has taken our families from us. He's taken our homes from us. He's taken anything that he can get his hands on. The devil has taken that away from you. And right now, we're here to let you know. We're here to let the devil know. We're here to get it back.
Right.
We're here to get our community back.
Yeah.
We're here to get anything that the devil took from us. We're here to get it all back. And it's here for you. That same deliverance that is here for you right now. You might say, well, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can do it. But it says, but if you just take one look, if you just reach out and just touch him, don't let him pass you by. Don't let him just don't pass him by right now. Because God is here for you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to, thank you, my brother. He wants to deliver you. He wants to make you free. He wants to heal whatever that is there that is binding you up. That's what he's here for.
Amen, amen.
But he's asking you, don't you want it? How far are you willing to go to get that true deliverance that you really need? The drugs can't do it. AA can't do it. Any other program, all these programs now, I'm not against programs, but some programs only pacifies what the real issue really is.
Right. Come on now, bring it up.
There are some issues that you need to acknowledge. In order to get the help that you honestly need tonight, you have to admit what your issue truly is. In order to get the great deliverer to deliver you from whatever it is that you're bound by, you actually have to press to get that true deliverance.
Yes, sir.
It don't come cheap.
Amen. Come on.
Forgiveness.
It don't come cheap. But there's a price you have.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But he's saying, will you give it up for me? What are you holding? My question to you is to this. And the Holy Ghost has been talking to you this whole time. Throughout all of these, probably messages, no telling what all you've been listening to, the Holy Ghost has been talking to you, but you probably may not know what it was. It is saying, I can fix this for you. I'm not saying that everything's going to happen overnight, but I can actually give you the peace that you really long for. You think that you're satisfied with drinking some alcohol? Because all alcohol does is just pacify what it really is. Only thing that drugs does is just pacify it. It just numbs what the pain really is. But the pain is still there once you wake up for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Certain things, all they do is just pacify you. But they'll never satisfy you. But he's saying to you, If you drink the other kind of well, all you're going to do is be thirsty and thirsty and thirsty and thirsty and thirsty again. But when you drink the well of salvation, you don't realize all you got to do, friend, is just, oh, and taste and see that the Lord is good. See, when we sing songs like, oh, love of God, it's personal to a lot of us. When we sing other songs, it's personal to us. Because at one time, we needed that love of God that was there. Some of us right now, there's some may not have anything, but there was somebody here that wanted to commit suicide. There was some that wanted to give up hope.
Sir.
But when they saw the master from afar,
yes,
they fell down.
Yes.
And they worshiped. And they cried and said, Father, please, can you help me get me out of this? And then when Jesus said, okay, you want me to do it? Well, what is your name?
My Lord.
It says, well, okay, so what do you mean by that? What is your name? It's not talking about my name is John. No, it's talking about you knowing what your issue really is.
Yes.
So he's asking you that same question for you tonight.
Yes.
What is your name?
Name, my Lord.
My name is Alcoholic.
My name is Troy. Lord. My name is Suicide.
Lord.
The great deliverer is here to break the depression spirit out of you and to fill you with joy, pure joy, unspeakable joy. He didn't die on that cross, folks, for nothing. Do you understand that? He didn't die on that cross for nothing.
Amen.
But he had you in mind. If you want to make it personal, he had you and you and you in mind. He says, I'm doing it for you. Because I know one day that he's going to receive me as his personal savior. I know that this individual right here, he's depressed right now. And he can't, he don't know which end is up. But I'm dying for him too. I don't know how to be a mother, but I can teach you how to be a mother. I don't know how to be a good father, but I died so you can be delivered and learn how to be a good father and to be a good man and a good woman in the society today.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But all he's actually saying to you tonight, with all the stuff that you have, he's saying, will you lay it down at my feet? You say to our time.
Skip down to verse 24. Chapter 11, verse 24.
Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again.
Now we're going to get kind of straight to the point here. So just for context sake, this is basically talking about that Lazarus is dead and everything else. And this sister was saying, you know, in this case, it said that, Lord, if you only had been here, my brother would have died. Okay? So, in this case, let's think of it in a human perspective. Lord, if you would have just been here, maybe my brother would have never committed suicide. Lord, if you would have just been here, maybe I would have never thought about taking that last drink. Lord, if you would have just been here, maybe, just maybe, I probably would have never slept with this individual and would have gotten AIDS. Lord, if you would just been here. Something to think of that. But what did he say afterwards? In verse 24.
Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Okay, yeah, we know doctrine, you know. It's like, well, I know he's going to rise again in the resurrection. But what did Jesus say?
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection.
Okay, he is the resurrection. But what is resurrection? So let's break that down, what resurrection means. It means to give life. Amen. To make alive. He says, I am, so if you want to really put it personally, I'm the one that can resurrect you from your dead state of sin. Go ahead.
I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
And the life.
The great deliverer. He says, I am the resurrection.
And the life.
And the life.
He that believeth in me, though he
Don't you
dead.
Believe tonight? Don't you believe tonight? Or is this some fairy tale? Go down to where it says, and you move the stone away. Verse 34.
And said, where have ye laid him?
Mm-hmm.
They said unto him, Lord, come and see.
Okay.
Jesus wept.
And right now, let me tell you something. Show me where he laid him. In other words, let me tell you something. The scripture says, when you make your bed in hell, I am there. So he's going to wherever your condition is right now. He's saying to you, show me where you laid it.
So in other words, you can look at it yourself. I want to know where you've been laying at. I want to know how deep you are. Go ahead.
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. And he's weeping for you tonight. To say, come on home.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Then said the Jews,
yes.
Behold how he loved him.
How he loved him. And that same Jesus loves you tonight.
And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?
That's the same thing that we're thinking today. If you look at it in a sense, why did God allow me to be in the mess that I'm honestly in right now? You know why? If you really think about it, sometimes when God will put you in a mess, it's also there to get your attention. He's also telling you that he needs you, that you need me. Why are you pushing me off? Why are you ignoring me? You know that I've been talking to you all this time. You know I can get you out of the situation. You know I can do this. You know I can do that. So why are you pushing me off? And my question to you today, are you pushing God off or are you embracing him? The more you push him off, the more demons will keep coming. And the more the demons keep coming, the further God will be. And you don't want God to make it be to the point where it's faint, where it would be just a whisper. So while the same Jesus that is here for you right now, he's saying to you that I am that resurrection. I can resurrect you right here and now. But he's just saying, will you come? But what do you have to do first?
Drop down to verse 39.
Jesus said, take ye away the stone.
But there's something that you have to do. Part of paying the price is, what is that stone that's hindering you from getting your true deliverance tonight?
Before you can get any kind of deliverance, you have to make the effort to move the stone away.
Yes. Yes.
But he's saying, who is willing to roll that stone? Before he can loose you and let you go, that stone has been hindered. My friend, Let's let go of the hindrance. Let's let go of the hate. Let's let go of the pride. And let's come to the Master. Jesus is here for you tonight. But he's asking, do you want him? I'm here. The inspiration is here right now. There's power in this room right now, right here and now. We didn't drive all these miles, nearly 60 miles, to come here just for nothing.
That's right.
We're here because we love you. And we want you to experience the same power that we're experiencing tonight. The song part says, what shall wash away my sin?
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen, sir.
What shall make me whole again? What can make me alive again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, precious is that blood. My friend, that naked white stone. No other found, I know. The blood is here for you tonight. If you want help, it's here for you. That's
it.
The great
delivery is here.
Brother Ben, you mind?
Brother Ben, you mind coming up here and closing us out?
Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Check out our website at www.waytoeternallife.net. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at jgill@waytoeternallife.net.
jgill@jgill.net. Once again, that's jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Or for prayer or wanting to be saved, phone or text message us at area code 269-888-3255. As we bring this podcast episode to a close, we would like to leave these closing thoughts with you. Here is John Gill with the final thoughts. The altar call will be presented by our youth leader, Brother Antoine Breelove of the Church of God in Jackson, Michigan.
Truly want to thank God for the Word of God tonight. Amen. There's a scripture that says that God is not the author of confusion. It's not you. You are here tonight for a reason. You are here tonight because God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for your life. See, some of you here tonight, you might be dealing with some tough situations in your life. You might be dealing with some situations that you can't see your way out of. See, you might be dealing with some situations that you think that, you know what? No, what I'm going through, can't nobody understand. The brother was breaking down suicide. Don't you know that suicide rates today are at its highest? Don't you know that they say that 85% of people think about suicide every day? That's the things that we're up against. But tonight, don't you know that there is deliverance in Mount Zion? You do not have to leave here in the state that you are in tonight. If you are bound by whatever you're bound by tonight, you can get delivered tonight, amen. Whatever, if you're dealing with alcohol, if you're dealing with drugs, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with whatever, don't you know that God says, underneath my blood, that there is deliverance? All you got to do is just take a step. Step up there. There's somebody tonight. If you're tired of being sick and tired, if you're tired of your life going in circles, if you're tired of just being in depression, if you're tired, don't you, there's help right here tonight. All you have to do is take that first step. See, the enemy, the devil wants you to stay in misery. He wants you to stay depressed. He wants you to be sad. He wants you to be down tonight. But don't you know that God says, I have something else? The scripture says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, I come that you may have life, but not just life, but life more abundantly. That's what God can provide for you tonight. God can truly provide that joy that you've been lacking, that you've been missing. God can truly find you that peace that you've been missing on the inside. God can truly provide that happiness that you've been seeking for. You can't find it in the Bible like that brother said. You can't find it in AA. You can't find it, amen, in a female. You can't find it in relations. The only way you can find it, only one relation, that is God himself. Tonight, if there's somebody that tonight, that you know, if you're sick and tired of being sad, if there's somebody tonight that want to break up with the devil, all you have to do is just come up here. All you have to do is come up here. Like your brother said, there's power. There's power up here. If there's somebody that want to be delivered tonight, you ain't got to be bound by sin tonight, amen. But like your brother said, there is a cause that you've done must take place. And that cause is you've got to lay right here at this altar. The Bible says, godly sorrow with repentance.
That's right.
See, we don't lead if we fall down, we get back up. No, we believe that once you get up, you stay up here. It's crazy, man. It's incomplete. Then we don't believe in that, amen. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. So if there's somebody here tonight that's sick, that's ready to say, you know what? I've been bound for too long. I'm tired of my life being upside down. I'm ready to break up with your enemy tonight. There's somebody tonight. Don't listen. Don't look to your neighbor. Don't look at all them. Don't look at who's up right now. This is you and your soul. Because at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. When you stand before God, you are going account for yourself, not for your friend, not for your brother, not for your sister, not for your mother, not for your child. You are going to be held accountable on that day of judgment. God is going to look at you and he's going to judge you by the book of life and by your life, by the book of life and by your life. And he's going to ask you, are you going to find wanting? On that great day, are you going to be found wanting because of this day right here? On this day right here, when God came to knock on your door and you said, please let me in. I'm asking, let me in. Don't you know there's something more I can give you? I can give you that true happiness. All you gotta do is let me in. Is there somebody here tonight that's gonna say, you know what? I surrender all. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to live my life with you tonight, Lord. I'm ready to surrender it all. Is there somebody here tonight that's ready to surrender all? Don't listen. You know, don't hesitate. All you got to do is take one step, amen. Don't take no thought about tomorrow. God said, listen, just worry about right now. God right here said, I can give you the life that you need. So is there anyone else? Is there anybody else that's ready to make that commitment?
Everybody, get up here.
You know what? What we're gonna do is this, okay? What we're gonna do is this. If you're not ready to give your life to God right now, if you're not ready to make that commitment, I wanna ask you to please come up for prayer. Let's come up for prayer. Is there anybody? Just come up for prayer.
Everybody, come on, Dan.
If God is there, God will acknowledge that God has shown you that humility. That God, I might not be ready to make that commitment yet, but Lord, one day I do. One day, Lord, if it's not too late, I plan to make that vow, Lord, to give my life to
you. Come on.
So at this time, is there anybody? Is there anybody else that want to come up here? Just pray. Is there someone ready to surrender all? Is there somebody ready to give their life to God? Amen. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going to be the best decision that you ever made. The best decision that you ever made. Saints, I'm going to ask y'all if you can. Let's surround ourselves from these precious souls up here. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a word of prayer, okay? That God will have us in the right way. And if there's someone that's ready to make that full commitment, now there's power in salvation, amen. So let us decide what we're going to do is we're going to have a word of prayer. And for those of you that are ready to make that full commitment, to surrender, to give your life to God, we're going to stick around. We're going to have a special word of prayer for you. So at this time, I'm going to ask Brother Jay if he can come up here to pray for these precious souls. And then again, what we're going to do is we're going to have a special prayer for those who are ready to hear about you. Okay.
Father God, Lord, you see these precious souls here tonight, Father God, Lord, in need, Father God, of a touch from heaven, Father God, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your divine unction, Father God, Lord, everything, Father God, that you set in place, Father God, in the lives, Father God, of each and every one of these individuals, Father God, Lord, some you make rich, Father God, some you make poor, Father God, Lord, but you make the way for each and every one of your creations, Father God, Lord, we bless and touch with, Father God, Lord. Get on the spirit of God, Father God, the love of God, Father God, not to complain, Father God, not to murmur about the situation in life, Father God, but to draw closer to your love, Father God, Lord, to find your love in a special way, Father God, Lord, that is greater than all things, Father God, more powerful than all things, Father God, without any wall, Father God, Lord, you said through your love, Father God, anything is possible, you said with many things are impossible, but with God, anything is impossible, so you said you are love. Lord, we appreciate you so much, Father God, for each and every one of the souls. Lord, some need healing, Father God, some need mental healing, Father God, some need physical healing. Lord, you're able, Father God, in every other way, Father God, to make it work. Lord, you are able, Father God, we believe, Father God, through the strength, Father God, of your servant, through the power of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, come down and assist you, Lord, touch each and every one of these individuals tonight in a special way, Father God. Lift their hearts to even believe. Lord God, you come down tonight. Lord, you have your way, Jesus. You have your way, Father God. You show yourself right. Father God, what you died on that cross for. Father God, each and every one of our hearts. Father God, you show your love in a special way. Father God, we won't fail to praise you. Lord, you give a special blessing. You give a special option. Father special dunk to that soul crying out loud. You give a special dunk to that soul who's fighting addiction. You give a special dunk to that soul who's fighting suicide. You give a special dunk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we ask you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you saw fit, Father God, to have an hour of prayer, Father God, to have a moment, Father God, for the gospel to go forth. We thank you, Father God, for the burden, Lord God, here in the Kalamazoo tonight. Father, we ask that you bless and have your way in a special way, Lord God. We won't cease to give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and ask those who want to stick around for
Let's
We hope to, Lord willing, see you next time as we open the Word of God with you once again on your favorite podcast station. And always remember, Jesus is the way to eternal life. May God bless you.